guys excited about convention and ready to rock with that doggone thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a very, very, very big deal, guys. I will just say there's going to be a couple things that will be very big positive impacts on your business. A couple things that I'm very excited about, and let's just say you're all going to thrill when you hear it.
All right.
So get ready, all right?
We're ready.
Last week's call, by the way, is we get all the remaining people on the call here. Jeremy, you did a fantastic job on that. It's great to have a team of people that have so much game as you guys do on this call. And Jeremy, you bought it last week. If you guys go to the Prospecting 101 page, second video down is that fundamentals video. I've gotten so many comments on that from people and emails and just people saying they really dug it. So major kudos to you there. That was a very, very great thing. And we've already had a bunch of people emailing saying that they love the thing. So they're downloading it and all kinds of stuff. But that's where it is. It's a great piece. If you guys go to the Prospecting 101 page, you're actually going to find a lot of things there that you can feed your downline. And one of the things to do as a business owner, just to give you guys a couple tips before we get into this, is constantly be feeding your people stuff so that they're consuming information. And if you guys look at the way the Pathfinder site is set up, it's got your getting started. It's got your how much money you make with Teach 3 or Reach 3, your going pro. Prospecting 101 has the basics of prospecting, fundamentals, the going pro worksheets. The site is really set up as a way that if you were new to D10, you could go in there and navigate it yourself and enroll yourself completely in the program. And it's designed so you guys don't have to work so hard. Have you guys ever noticed that it's really hard to work with people that aren't fully in yet, quote unquote, mentally? You guys know what I mean by not fully in yet, downline?
Right.
Yeah. And let me put it to you this way. Wouldn't you guys rather work with partners than downline?
Yeah.
The way it is to fit in this information. And it's really important stuff. Another couple things. November 9th is only 4 weeks away for the big product launch here in Texas. I'll say this to you guys again. Big decisions are made at big events. And the more people we get together, the more you're going to see a difference in your people. Not only, it's always interesting. A lot of people are like, man, I got to drive an hour or 2 hours to an event once every couple of months. And then when people get there, I had so many people last week pull me aside and say, I'm so glad I came because it changes you in the business. I don't really know why, but it does. When you bring somebody with you, what happens is you transition from them being your downline to them being partners again, same principle. So as you're looking at events, the reason I put them on the calendar is not because I got nothing better to do on a Saturday. In fact, I'd rather be watching the Notre Dame game. Well, you know what? I actually thoroughly enjoy doing events. So I can honestly tell you guys I've never felt like an event puts me out. When I first got started, when I wasn't the one hosting the event, I drove everything within probably 8 hours. I drove to Tennessee from Illinois. I drove to Detroit how many times, Chicago, and because I loved it. And I can remember being on the road. I would do previews, Grand Rapids one night, Kalamazoo another night, the coast of Michigan one night, Lansing the next night, Battle Creek the next night. And for some reason, I never felt tired because I knew that I was working for my own freedom. And so even when I was physically tired, I was never mentally tired. And I think it's because of events and being around positive people did it. So November 9th, another big at bat. And it's a product launch, which means volume. And we're going to have an unbelievable day of locking people in on the technology. It's going to be a really powerful day. And then afterwards, a really powerful social event at a beautiful ranch. Those of you that have been to Liz's know. And those of you around the country, you want to get these events. They should be set up on Facebook. Get your e-vites out. Get them promoted. Because the way to build a big group isn't by talking to one or two people. It's by having five people bring five people. And then the next event, those 20 people each bring two people. And that's how your groups grow. If you have nothing to feed, you have nothing to help your group be a multiplier. So you know, you guys heard the saying, if you come to an event by yourself, you're there to learn. If you bring a team, you're there to earn. Same thing with these. These are big opportunities for you guys to knock it out of the park. That day, between the morning event, which will be fast, and the afternoon event, which is social, but getting around all the people and all the successful people in NECAN, it'll be really powerful for you guys. So fill those events up. The biggest for ours is a focus on growth. You guys make sure if you're around the country, you're getting yours on the calendar. And then always be leaning into the next event. So here's a little test for you guys that are in the group and around the country. How much are you driving towards that event? Are you passionate about it? Are you bringing one carload, two carloads? Do you have leaders bringing people? And that will be a metric for your business. The last little tidbit, and I heard this week, I was talking to another Nikan Royal Diamond, and they were sharing with me something really interesting. What they said was, isn't it interesting that the successful people in this business, and really any business, are people that when you talk to them, give you energy? And have you ever noticed the people that struggle in prospecting or the business are always taking energy?
Right.
Meaning when they call their upline, and this was somebody with a lot of people in their group, that the calls that they get from people, even if they're a struggling silver, are, man, I'm excited. How can I do this better? I'm looking forward to the convention. You know, I would like to up my numbers. Even the negative calls where they're not growing are still positive calls about, hey, I'm looking how to get better. And it was really fascinating, and I don't want to give the name up because I don't want to speak for them on an open call, but they said the people that struggle call and say, no one came to the preview, I can't get any prospects. And I want you guys to know, I want you really to think about that this week. Do you give energy to people, or do you take energy from people? And if you're giving energy, other people are going to want what you have. It's going to lead directly to your prospecting. If you're sucking energy from people, meaning you own your problems and wear like a coat of many colors, you're going to repel prospects. So it's hard to make a call to your client saying, I'm just not growing, and then turn around and be excited to a prospect. Strive to be a person that radiates positive energy. Be the person that uplifts the people around you, be it cross-line, up-line, down-line, side-line. That's going to spill over into prospects. If you're the kind of person that always has, I just don't have anybody, I'm just not silver. If you're that person, you're a vampire. You're also going to drain the blood from your prospects. You guys know what I mean by the Jerry team being someone that gives energy and someone that's a vampire.
Right.
Does that make sense? Yeah, so ask yourself this question and write down on a piece of paper. Are you an energy giver or are you an energy taker most of the time? And really answer that question. Because the frequency you'll be tuned into when you want to become a master prospector will be of giving and of looking to solve problems. If you're having constant conversations about your problems, like if you sit down with Crossline and the first thing that comes up is you wish you were growing faster, you're a vampire. And nobody wants to be a vampire. We don't want to be Count Nikula, do we, everybody? We wanna go out there and build a great big old business. So that just keep that in mind. Think about it this week as you're building your business. Do I give more energy than I take? Am I building towards the big events? You know, am I using the leverage of the events, and am I feeding people tools? If I sponsor somebody right now, I would show them the fast track, then I would show them the Teach Through Reach Through by Dennis Williams on that same Getting Started page where he shows how to make thousands of dollars. It's a 3-minute video. If somebody was weak on network marketing, I would show them the video on the How We Earn page that shows how a penny a day double can turn into the biggest fortune in the world. Use your tools to easily enroll people. Does that make sense, everybody? Awesome. Now I'm going to ask you guys for some help tonight for some real life examples of you guys interacting with people. But I want to start out by I just got two chats. Pathfinder Summit, the big one, is going to be a prospecting academy. And it's going to be the first weekend in April, April 5th and 6th. It will, of course, be here in Austin, Texas. And that date is not going to move. It's April 5th and 6th. Ticketing will be out after convention in a couple weeks because it's going to sell out. We're going to do a venue that will be absolutely packed. And what we're going to do at that event is it's going to be a prospecting academy. It's going to be 100% designed about how to build, fill, promote, and travel heavy with a large group of people. We're building towards a big 1,000-person event here in the fall here in Austin. But what I really want you guys to know is the summit is going to be focused on putting checks in your pocket. It's not going to be endless speeches by endless silvers, golds, platinums, and diamonds. It's going to have recognition and fun as we transition to the second day. But we're going to help people become experts at meeting, talking to people, giving the base presentations. We're going to have a segment where you're taught how to be a presenter so that you can learn how to up your game to a new level. But up the first weekend in April right here in Austin, Texas, and we'll get that thing rolling, and we're going to do it at a cost anybody can afford, and we're going to do it so it puts money in your pocket. You guys ready to help me bury Summit, fill it up, and then build towards that 1,000-person event? You guys ready to rock?
We're ready to rock.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, a couple things I want to cover real quick before we get into asking you guys some questions and I wrote this on the website, but we have all the tools, technology, you name it, to help you get going. We have teams of people, you know, we have the most sophisticated home business, and I really want to say this to you guys. We have the most sophisticated home business model that's ever existed. There's never been a home business, guys, that has wide and deep product lines, that owns our own patents. You know, we for a couple of years we had outsiders that have some of our patents. Nikon has gotten big enough globally now where we not only can afford to deliver the products, but we can own them, make them, and deliver the products, which is the perfect scenario for a company. Like Apple Computer doesn't have outside people owning their patents. Nikon not only has one or two products, Nikon doesn't have a better soap or a better juice product. Nikon doesn't have some sketchy patent that cures everything. Nikon has a common sense, wide and deep product line. You look at our fast movers like Vital Balance, Jade Green, the Magstep, let's just say more on that coming soon, the fast moving upfront technologies, the water bottles, the water systems. We have our 80-20, which we're going to be talking about that, the 20% of products that will generate 80% of our business. And one of the things we're going to do at Summit, too, just to look ahead, we're going to teach you how to identify what is your strength and what should you be leading with so that you're working in your own groove. But we have everything out here. You have uplines that have made millions of dollars. You have a visionary company with a vision of changing lives. Everything is set, but there's one thing to do, and that's just to create the interface of talking to people and helping them see it. So it doesn't do great to take a group of blind students to the Louvre. They just can't quite appreciate it. So the goal is to find people and then have them, you know, understand that this is in their best interest, that it's a big deal, and how to make that initial contact. Just a couple things to think about that. I'm always talent scouting. A lot of people think you get prospects. I actually believe that you find them as you're going about your life, or you can go out to prospect. But I want you guys to know when you go out to prospect, you're kind of a hunter. And I've always found that when I'm looking for something, like when you guys can relate with this, when you're single and want to meet somebody, you just can't. When you just say to heck with it and go out to have a good time, you meet other people that like the same things you like because they're out having a good time too. It's always a tough thing to find something if you're desperate for it. And the more desperate you are for it, the more you're going to come across like you're trying to get them to do it for you. So the real key to successful prospecting is look for people that you like. Look for people that give you a positive vibe, and look for people that are looking. You know, ask questions to people. Hey, how are you doing? A couple tips to generate conversations. When people ask you how you are, don't say fine. Don't say bad. Say, I'm doing fantastic. The people that have a tune-in that will be attracted to that vibration are going to say to you, what's making you so great? Or you can ask somebody, trust me on this, ask somebody 3 to 4 questions about themselves, and they're going to tell you about whether they hurt physically or financially almost immediately. And that's making contact. The more intelligence you gather on somebody, the more you get them talking about themselves. And a lot of you guys make this harder than it is. If you put this to the test, and if you're struggling in this category, go out and everybody you meet, start to create the habit of asking them 3 to 5 questions about themselves. And forbid yourself to bring up Nietzsche. Forbid yourself. Reason being is because you're going to find it not to bring up Nikon that'll be off the charts. You're going to find yourself saying, oh my gosh, I've got Vital Balance, I've got the business. You're going to be chomping at the bit, but for some reason when you can do it, it feels like it's harder. So understand that when you start to get the information, they're going to tell you. Prospects will enroll themselves. And then it's up to you to have a laid back, you know, I was thinking about this earlier tonight. When I was thinking about this call, let me ask you guys on the live side, if you absolutely for a fact knew you were going to be a Royal Diamond, you knew it, would it change how you prospect?
Yes, very much.
How would it change it?
It would
bring it to a thing that is more dry. Let me ask you this. Do you think that if you guys knew you were going to be a Royal Diamond, it would change how you prospect? You wouldn't put up with people that didn't show you any love.
Yeah, that's what we do, right?
If you guys knew it was certain, would you relax more if Elroy tells you he doesn't want to do it?
Yes, because we wouldn't be attached to the outcome.
Yes. How much, let me ask you guys this question. How much does attachment to the outcome sabotage prospecting?
Thought it wears you down.
It does, because you're you're trying to control something you can't control. It's the same kind of pain as when someone you love has an addiction or somebody you love has bad habits that you can't control. There's nothing more painful with someone you love than destructive behavior that you can't help. Because at the end of the day, guys, who has to change the behavior, you or them? Now, let me say this on the other side. When it comes to prospecting, is it hard to prospect if all of your contacts are you trying to get people to do stuff? In other words, from the opening tone of making contact, does it make a difference if the message is that they're hearing is, man, this company's a big deal. This person seems like they're positive they're going to make it. In fact, so much so, they're not like trying to push it down my throat. They're saying, you know, if you want to look, I'd be happy to show you, but I'm really busy right now. What message does that send? That's telling them there's value here because you're already going to be successful. Do you think they're going to be more likely to act than if they feel like you're just flipping out to get them to watch a video? It'll completely change your prospecting. Okay? It's huge. It would be a game changer. I really want you guys to think about this tonight. A, two things I said it earlier. Are you a person that gives off energy to people? Are you a person that takes energy from people? And then secondly, if you knew you were going to make it NECAN, would it completely change both the type of people you work with and the people? In other words, if you knew you're going to have six platinum legs filled with people that are fun to work with and positive, you're guaranteed them. They're coming. It's from God. You're going to have them. You can't change it. They're yours. They're coming. If you guys knew you had those six, in fact, if you had those six people already, let me ask you this. If you had those six people already signed up, would it change the way you make contacts?
Right.
Why do people that are good at prospecting just keep getting better at prospecting? Because they don't have the need. They don't have the need. What I want to tell you guys is making contacts is 100% congruent with how much you, A, don't feel like you need them, B, aren't attached to the outcome, C, you're giving more energy than you take, and D, you've got a calmness about you that you're going to make it. Because I'm here to tell you, you're not going to make it. The only thing you can do is screw it up so you don't, because you are, if you understand this. Let me say it again. You have to screw up not making it in NECAN. Because if you stay in and are positive, you're going to find the people, provided you give it enough time.
Right. Yeah.
The question is how fast or slow you want to make it, and how many, and if you want to get there speedily, you look for people that are fired up and they're enrolling. If you want to slow yourself way down, sponsor four or five people that don't really want it, but cling on doing just enough to make you think you have a group. Is it possible, guys, that you guys could get a sign up and make a contact and make a sign up and that person could actually slow you down even though they sign up and buy something?
Absolutely.
Right. We've all done it. Guys, I lost 5 years with one guy that I tried everything in the world because I thought he had a spark to do it. Nothing. Heartbreak. I lost 5 years towards my business thinking this person had a ton of talent. My wife told me for 4.5 of those years, you got to move on. I'm here to tell you I know that it happened. So when I'm out making contact with people, what I want to do is I'm aware that they don't know what I know. I'm aware that they're only going to want what I got if they think that I think it has something of value. And I'm also aware that I only want people around to make me feel good when I talk to them. So when I make contact, my entire process isn't, you know, would you mind taking a look at this? You know, my wife and I are doing something really cool, and you just told me you'd like to change your job. Danny Rogers did this great this weekend. He says, do you know anybody who would like to make $5,000 to $10,000 a month part-time? I said, well, what about me? Second thing he says is, notice he's asking two questions. He's making them say yes twice. He says, well, are you open-minded? What do you guys do if somebody says they're not open? If they say, no, I'm not open-minded, what would you say right there? Denny, what Denny Rogers told you guys last weekend that we're here in Austin, he was making them be in the affirm twice before he started talking. You guys think there's power in that? That they're identifying themselves twice. But when somebody says, I'd like to make some more money, and then they say again, yes, my options are open, then who has the power in the prospecting? Because then you're just answering the question to how they can get what they want. What that does is put the power in your hands. Then you say, well, you know, I'm not sure this would be a fit for you. And Larry Crofton's master of this. Sits back, folds his arms, takes a deep breath and says, you know, I'm not even sure this would be a fit, but I'll tell you what we'll do. Let me share with you what we're doing, and we'll see if what we have is a fit for you. That's it. And you don't have to be to that extreme, but something to the effect of, you know, and what he's really saying between the lines there is, my wife and I have a really successful business, or I'm going to be really successful in this. I'm looking for people that want to be successful, and frankly, I'm looking to work with people that this is for. So let's take a peek and see if it's for you, because by definition, I don't know if it is. There's so much power in that when you're making contact with people. So much power in that. And I'll tell you guys, if I was launching an area, which I'm getting ready to again here in Austin, and really drop the hammer, what I'm going to be telling people is, we're looking for people who are serious about building this area, who, you know, frankly want to work with a team of people to put a couple thousand people in an arena down here and not be working in the next 6 to 12 months. Are you interested in taking a peek at that? I'm going to even cut to the chase again, because I got a big downline and a baby and a wife and an older son. I don't want to chase people in a circle. I'm just going to eliminate people from the jump. We're looking for people who want to make a lot of money and are frankly dedicated to putting 5,000 people in. Are you that person? Okay? Now, there's times when I meet somebody with a bad back. Obviously, you know, I'm not doing that. But then I'll say, you know, I heard you talking about your bad back. And my wife and I work with a company. And what's crazy is people all the time are saying, oh, my gosh, my back feels better. And it's all from a piece that costs under $100. You just put it over your lower back. And I hear people saying it's great all the time. I'm not sure it'd be a fit for you, but I'll show you one. And if you'd like to order one, I'll help you do it. Now, do you guys understand that I'm not fiddling with them? Their only answer is, yes, I'd like to look, or no, I wouldn't. I'm going to stay away from the dreaded, how many of you guys say this, the dreaded death in network marketing, I will get you some information. Mm-hmm. Who's ever said that to a prospect before? I will give you some information as a lateral move. What does that mean to a prospect, guys? I'm going to give you a lot of garbage.
Right.
All right? Somebody's chit-chatting away back there. What I'm going to say to somebody is, I will show you a thing, and then there will be a result. In other words, if I'm going to sit down and have coffee, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let's have coffee together. Let's meet at Starbucks if you got the time. Take 15, 20 minutes. I'll show you what we're up. If it looks like a fit, I'll help you get going. If it doesn't, I appreciate your time. We'll get a good cup of coffee out of the deal. Are you guys letting them know in advance that the purpose of the meeting is to make a decision? Think about this stuff. When I give you that DVD that Liz brought to our attention, I'm going to say I'm going to give this to you. It's got a couple videos on it that kind of cover the whole cross-section of the business. Take a peek at it. When you're done, let me know if it looks like something you'd like to get started in, and I'll show you how. Or if someone wants a sleep system, let me send you an email with a link into my webpage. There's a video on there about the bed. If you're interested, if I've got one at the house, I'll say, well, I've got a demo pad. You watch the video. If it looks interesting, I'll bring it to you. You can meet me. Use it for 5 days. If you like it, I'll help you get one, and we'll talk about your options. If you don't, I'll pick it up. Do you guys see how when you're making contact, you want to set up decisive yes-nos and stay away from the lateral, I'll give you information?
Yeah.
Do you think that would help any of you guys in your prospects?
Hey, Rick, there's something else that you do in that, too.
Do it, man.
You say, if I were to do this, would you then do this? And so you are asking for a commitment in advance. You're letting them know, if you like this, then I will take this next action. So you're letting them know that you're there for them.
Yes, and if they don't, if you say, I'll give you this, then we'll do that. If they don't do that, you guys understand that they just self-identify and self-sorted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay? You guys understand there's a difference? Prospecting really isn't signing everybody up you talk to. Prospecting is sorting for the ones that it's right for. If you really think about what prospecting is, it's actually moving stuff out of the way to uncover things of value, much more than it is trying to sign up the person you're talking to. think that the big challenge people do is people confuse prospecting with everybody we talk to, we have to sign up or somehow we fail. For me, I don't equate making contact with signing somebody up. I equate making contact with going down to the river and grabbing a great big barrel full of dirt so that I can, so that I can move it out of the way and then find the pieces of gold. Prospecting to me is just grabbing a great big barrel full of stuff so that I can sort it. Does that help you guys get a better perspective on making contact than I need to sign a lot of people up? That's a really big deal, you guys, if you guys can hear that. Prospecting is throwing more rocks into the hopper. Or as it say in the commercial, the hopper. But that's a big deal. And the more you're rating, and the more you're giving off energy, which is why I started it with this, the more people are going to step forward to self-identify. And then people that may have been a rock because you weren't giving them any energy will step up and become a piece of gold because there's value there. People are really as motivated. Well, let me ask you guys this, and this is a really true thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. Gold, the actual element gold, is a rock from the earth, right? Why is it worth anything? It's a rock. You know what, that's worth something? Because somebody a long time ago decided it was worth something. Somebody probably knocked someone over the head for a piece of it. Next thing you know, it was valuable. I mean, do you guys agree that 10,000 years ago or whatever, somebody would have decided something else was of value, that very potentially gold could be something that you kick to the side when you're walking down the road? The only reason gold is valuable, you guys know diamonds aren't even rare. There's so many diamonds sitting in Siberia right now that the Russians, the Soviets dug up. They're sitting in thousands of vaults out in Russia right now. When the Soviet Union collapsed, De Beers bought them because they didn't want to tank the price of diamonds. They're not even rare. You get those dump trucks with diamonds. Why are diamonds high quality? So why are diamonds high price? Because someone decided they're of value. So correct me if I'm wrong. Well, put it this way, guys. They're printing money right now backed by nothing. They took us off the gold standard in 1972. Correct me if I'm wrong. All it would take is the public to say, I don't accept pieces of paper anymore, and that would be a Confederate dollar. If the money the U.S. Mint is printing is not backed by gold, guys, what's it backed by? It's called fiat money, which is a whole other long conversation. The only thing that's backed by is confidence. Let me ask you guys this. Have you guys ever seen the stock market rose today? The stock market fell today. Oil prices rose today. Oil prices fell. Have any of you guys ever heard that before?
So
if somebody in the Middle East causes trouble, all of a sudden the oil prices skyrocket. Is that because there's less oil on ships that day or because people feel it's more of value?
Because people feel it's more valuable. So the same thing applies to us when we're speaking to people. It's based on how we make them feel.
Yes, it just may be more subtle.
Yes,
that's all. But what I want you guys to know is how big of a deal this is. If you understand this, then you're going to understand that what motivates people when you're in front of them. I got to tell you, let's say you're Paul Levine and you're working a lot of hours and you're trying to change your life. And you say to somebody, you know what? I tell you what, we're both working hard, but thank God I got a way out. I love what I do. In 6 months, I won't be here. Well, what do you mean? I fell in with something that, the first home career, got a great team of people we work with and awesome products. In fact, when I started using these products, I was taking 15 medications. Now I'm down to just a couple. Completely changed my life, and now it's going to change my finances. What would that person say if you didn't offer it to them? What do you think they would say right there? Well, how do you hear about that? So, I don't know if it'd be a fit for you, but I'll tell you what, if you want to go grab a cup of Joe, I'll show you what we're doing. If it looks like a fit, I'll help you get started. If it doesn't, we'll have a nice cup of coffee. I just use you as an example, Paula, but you guys think that'd be a pretty easy way to make contact? Sometimes I throw it out there. The other thing I've learned how to do over the past 10 years is I hone what I'm looking for. a lot of people make a lot of contacts with sick people or decrepit people or poor people that need the business. I'm actually making contacts and looking for people that want a business or want to get better more than I am looking for the Murphy Special Projects Division. So I'm kind of tuned in for what I'm wanting. So I may throw out if I meet someone that I think is sharp. There's a young guy at the gym that's always talking about motivational books and Rich Dad, Poor Dad and all this stuff. And he's always talking to people. He's a college kid. And I haven't brought it up to him yet because I just am saying, hey, I'm building a relationship. And he says, man, you're here at all different times of the day. I said, yeah, I work for myself, man, so my wife and I come when we want to come. Wow, that must be a great job. I said, you know what? Don't have a job. I said, well, I got to hear about that. Then I just walked away. You guys think I have the power in that scenario? Yeah, now he's going to ask me the next couple times I see him, what are you going to tell me about that? I'm going to say, you know, I'm really busy. But I'll give you a holler towards the end of the week. I'll show you what we're up to. And then when I sit with him, I'm going to say, listen, I'm going to show you this. If you want to get started, I'll show you how. If you don't, we'll have another cup of coffee. You guys see, I'm telling them. I'm actually taking it away before I give it to them. How many of you guys are doing this instead? Someone shows some interest. You go, let me get you a DVD or let me send you an e-vite. You can watch a video, and then I'll get you some information, and then at the end we'll talk about it and see what you think. I'll call you sometime next week.
Been there, done that recently.
How's it working for you?
No. Not so well.
No. And so I guess what I'm saying is the thing I want you guys to be aware of is the more value you have on it, the more decisions you make the path, the more relaxed you are about it, you know, and the more focused. Wani, if I'm you and Wita up in you know, the Waco area, we're saying, listen, we're gonna bring some wealth and health up here to this part of the country. We're looking for leaders that want to lead. Is it okay to just tell people you're looking for leaders?
Right.
Would you get a different crop than if you said you're looking for people with bad backs?
Looking for leaders.
Yeah, you remember, you're taking, making contact is engaging with people to generate some conversation so that people can identify. And then you load them into the hopper, and then from that you sift, and from that comes out pieces of gold, move pieces of dirt. And that doesn't mean they're dirt. Like, my brother was just here this week, and I love my brother, and he's one of the most talented people I know. He would be moved through my sister. He doesn't want to do this. So when I say dirt, I don't mean a human being. I'm just saying they're not right for what we do. Now, let me show this out to you guys. What are some things that you guys have done? And don't sit there all quiet and shame the family here. What are some things you guys have done that have been some contact stuff? Share me some real life experiences you guys have had, if you don't mind.
After we talked a couple of different times, Jonathan, and I also listen to a lot of motivational stuff, and I've just actually been smiling at people and saying hello, and three different people in the past week have asked me, what are you so happy about? And I didn't even know that they were looking at me, and I didn't even realize I was smiling, but, and I'm like, oh, you know, I love what I do. And they're like, what? I mean, it just doesn't compute to most people. And I was like, oh, yeah, I love what I do. And there's a different way for me to go about contact, because I'm like, you know, I used to be like cut. So now I'm trying to relay that approach. And it's like, yeah, I'm doing something cool. It's really fun. But I'm just smiling and genuinely being nice. And three different people, people that I've just come across that have not even been interacting with, like, why are you so happy? You know, what do you have? And I thought to myself, not, you know, nothing, but I have this great opportunity. I don't have a big secret out because I tell you, but it kind of is a big secret because nobody sees it out in the way we are. So, yeah, we are kind of walking around like with Cheshire Cat grins on our face because we know what we know and they don't. So, they're lost.
Are you happy because you're faking it, or do you like Niken anyway?
No.
That's a loaded question, but that's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm just being myself, but I'm just genuinely, I like people, and I like meeting people, and it's just different. Rather than going out and hunting and looking for people, I'm just kind of trying to draw people to me. me or have to see my people come across my path. Just like John Rogers said last weekend in Austin, this woman came across her path in Walmart and they just started talking and it seemed very organic and very natural. And I was like, I do that all the time, but it doesn't always turn into a prospect. And I thought, well, how can I use what I do naturally anyway and just do it to the next level and then be making a contact? And so that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. You're being nice, which is exactly what I'm talking about, to make the contact. You're being nice people to generate that upfront contact.
Absolutely. Because it genuinely confuses people. Because they're like, why are you so happy?
Okay, that's good. Who else has something they want to share about prospecting, what you guys have done to create something or to generate something or just any words of wisdom on that at all to get what you want to look for? I'll set this at 4 a.m. if you guys have nothing going on. Go ahead. Hey,
Jane. Oh, I have trouble getting you off mute. Well, I had one recently, most recently that signed up, who actually it worked like clockwork, and it's one of those you wish all of them would. And again, I was not out to do it again. I stopped at Starbucks to just catch up with some of my reading and email and
okay. Went
home and sitting there, and this lady walked by. The conversation just started because she actually went to the ladies' room and left her purse and came back. Said, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you look like an honest person because I forgot my purse. So that started the conversation. It went from there to computers because she was getting me to buy a Mac and she saw mine. And then it went from there to me just asking her, without thinking about it, I realized I asked her all the form questions. But just real naturally, we talked for probably an hour and a half because she was so interesting and I...
About what? What were some of the things you talked about?
Pardon?
What were some of the things you talked about? Just help everybody understand.
Okay, I love traveling, and I asked her what she does, and by the end of the conversation, I don't remember the exact order, but I knew that she had a very serious health challenge when she was 18, so she never walked again, she definitely walked and run, and that she's toured all over the world, she's done Peace Corps, I just kept asking her questions, and not because I was thinking, wow, you might be a good business partner, I was thinking, you are really an interesting person, and I want to know what you do, and then she's also a school teacher, she's a painter, and she makes jewelry. And I had a lot of questions just out of my interest. And finally, she said, what do you do? And really, we've probably been there an hour and a half just chatting. And I just said something about, I don't remember exactly, I said something about I'm a registered nurse and I'm working in the field of health and wellness and she wants to build their own businesses or something like that. And
okay. What gave
her my, she asked about a card. She already given me hers about her artwork and stuff. And I asked her, I asked if she wanted to take a look at my website to learn more. And they don't always look. And if they do, you know, when you go into your web statistics, someone might have been on there for like 15 seconds or something. I looked at my stats a couple of days later because she actually signed up as a lead through the webpage. And I looked, and she had been on there 3 times, I think it was, for a total of over an hour. And she
really?
So I called her when I saw she was a lead on there. And this was on a Thursday. I looked and saw the stats on Friday night, I think it was. She met with me Sunday, and I did the ABC, the three-page ABC guide,
okay. And
then I did the...
Let me ask you this, Jean, when you sat down with her, did you start just talking about stuff at first, like just having conversation?
We did.
Okay.
A little bit.
How did you transition to where you said, now let me show you the ABC? How did you transition that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I complimented her commented on the fact that I noticed that she didn't, you know, on the webpage and asked her, what particularly grabbed your interest. And, cause I've learned not to say, did you like it or, you know, something that's open-ended.
Right.
I mean, it's a closed-end question. And what she told me was that she's a school teacher in addition to all this other stuff and that she really is proud of the way she's treated by both administration and children, but she loves to teach. And I'm thinking, bingo. And so I said, well, since you wanted to know more, let me just tell you what do we use to just interview people to meet them in a very succinct way, by no means telling you everything about it. So I went over the 3-pager, and then I used the, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? And my jaw dropped when she said, how do I sign up?
Good.
And you're
so in other words, the prospect or she directed you that she was ready to sign up. You more facilitated that than you did signed her up. Is that fair to say?
And like I said, it's one of those you wish they would all go like that. And certainly they don't all.
Well, they could, though. You know what, though, Gene? They could, because the more you expect that, the less you'll even settle with people that give you otherwise.
That's a good point, and I'm expecting it more and more after that happens, too. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it is, and it take people where they are. If she would have said, I'm a 6, he said, well, I'll tell you what, what would it take to get you to a 10? She said, well, you know, I want to try some products first. Okay, go ahead and get your membership, or here's a power chip, or here's a little bit. Let me give you a couple samples of auto balance. 2 or 3 days, if you want to get a membership, get more, I'll help you. If not, I appreciate your time.
Actually, that happened because I've been going further into prospecting. We had someone that said she was a 5 at the most because she's the analytical and she needed to know that, you know. And she right now has a food system this week to try because she had to try something first, and she'd already said, if this works, I'll be a 10. So, you know, we're just waiting to get some feedback from her. But I like that one. See, we used to use that as for a pain scale. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, sure.
Objective, but we would say on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10, you know, 1 being no pain and 10 being, you know, you can't stand it, where are you? And that was kind of the best way you could gauge what somebody thought.
Sure. Thing.
I like it.
Nice. Okay, good. Gene did a great job, guys, didn't she?
Well, yeah,
that was great. Awesome. Who else has something they want to add with that? You guys all got, I know everybody's quiet when you're on the phone, but I really want you guys to participate because it not only helps everybody, but it's just good stuff, and you guys have so much to share. Who else has something they want to share with that?
Rick, this is John.
Hey, Big John. And I'm sorry I couldn't get to you today, John. I had kind of a long day. I was going to come. I'll call you tomorrow, my friend, and I'll back out too, okay?
Sure, that's all right. Yeah, you know, the whole thing, and the long and the short of it is that you do have to build a relationship with people. It may take 2-3 weeks, a month, to get to that point to where you're ready to introduce them to it. And you have to find out what they want and what interests them. And sometimes, you know, just don't have the opportunity. Maybe that 10-15 minute conversation with someone that'll lead to another conversation, that'll lead to another conversation, to another cup of coffee, and then you're ready to find out exactly what they're looking for. And it seems that's been the most successful mode, because I tend to get excited because of the profound health experience that's happened with me, and people that know me, well, John, you look so good. What's been happening, you know? And you want to just spill your guts out and just hose them down with all this information. And do you want to sign up? And I'm making money and the whole thing. And you have to just sit back and just like you say, don't give it to them yet.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, John, you're a successful. You've got a great business. You got a lot going on. You're a successful guy in your own right. You've got a powerful product experience. You're going to have a lot more power. Saying, listen, you know, we already have a profitable, good business. We're halfway up the comp plan. We're looking to really blow Louisiana up. We're looking for some leaders that not only want to get healthy, but frankly, want to build a Superdome.
Right.
Are you interested?
Right. Yeah. It's taken a year almost to get a front line that really have been working on. Now she's experiencing some great product experiences, and now she's starting to build, and it's getting better and better and better. But some people, you just can't rush into it. You have to build, and you have to build, and you have to get that bedrock of people that you're working with, you know, to keep reaching.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen overnight like that. Some people it will. And those people that will say, I'm ready to go right now, you know, those are the ones you want to, you know, you really like pinch yourself if it's really happening right now. And
you know what's interesting about that, John, too, if you only meet 2 people, then it's pretty tough because you know, if they're not ready to go, you got no other prospects, right?
That's right. You have
but to if you're caught, yeah, if you're covering people, then it doesn't matter because you're gonna have. It doesn't matter their pace because you're not letting them determine the pace of your business.
That's right. Yeah. You have to determine the pace. You have to set those appointments and start talking to people. Because nobody's going to come to your house. Just like you said, they're not going to knock on your door and call you, you know. So you just get out there and motivate with people in your everyday life. You know, the people you see in church, the people you see in your volunteer and your former jobs. You know, several of us have had several jobs. I've had several different companies and business contacts. And when you start talking about, thinking about all this, you know, you've got an endless supply of people. And, you know, you just work them.
You did a fast track on Saturday, too. Did you enjoy doing it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what got me even more excited is my front line was watching me and taking notes. And she said, I need to see that 2 or 3 more times before I'll do it.
Wow.
I'm going to do it 21 times. How about that?
Well, you know, I got to tell you this. Having somebody tell you they want to do it 2 or 3 times before they see it, that ain't the worst thing you could ever hear.
No.
How many of you have to be excited if someone said that to you?
Definitely.
Good. That's awesome. Vicky, you're a great prospector, too. You always have a lot of people around you. What's your secret to
meeting people and all
you're doing?
Well, my main thing, of course, is those first impressions, too, that energy that if I don't feel like I'm giving it out, I don't feel like I'm going to get it back. So it comes so naturally to me. Sometimes I don't even know I'm doing it, and people are telling me, Vicky, you're always happy no matter what you're doing, you know? Even when something bad was going on, they saw me happy. But my thing has always been is listening, being able to listen what's going on around you. So you kind of focus on that more. For example, my husband and I were over in San Antonio at the military base getting some dental work done, and I'm just listening to the people next to me, the doctors, you know, coming out and telling them, I guess their daughter had all 4 wisdom teeth pulled out. And he's telling the mother about the medications that she had picked up. Well, this mother has so much concern, you can just tell on her voice, well, why does she have to take this? And why this and why that? So, you know, after she got done, the doctor was leaving, I go, okay, this is someone I need to speak to. I mean, they're like, we're back to back to each other. So I'm just sitting there very quietly in that. And right when I was to turn around and talk to her, they called her in. But the whole family was sitting there, and they remained. So the dad was there. And I turn around and I go, excuse me, sir. And he's like, yes. And I'm said, I'm Vicky. I'm sorry to, you know, listen into your conversation, but I just have to tell you that I can really relate with your wife and her concerns with the medications that your daughter needs to take. And then he just came over to the seat next to me. He goes, oh, yes. He goes, we're very concerned because she has a lot of allergies. So just getting to that, we talked for almost 40 minutes, I want to say. And by the time, you know, we got done, I told him, you know, he found out he had so many health issues, and then told him basically how I got my life back because of Megan, and he wanted to know more. So sometimes I give the CDs out right on the spot, but I have already done everything on the spot, too. I had videos on my phone, so I had the, what is that one called, answer to our toxic environment.
Gotcha.
I had that one on my phone, so we sat there, and I go, would you like to kind of look at what we do right now? And he goes, sure, I'm just sitting here. So he took a look at that video on my phone, and he was like, I think I need to check into this more. So anyway, I gave him little power patches that I still had left over for his daughter to use. That's what I use for my dental work, and gave him the CDs. And so far, we've already been talking back and forth to each other, and he hasn't signed up yet, but he is very, very interested. He's been retired military 23 years, and since we were retired, and he's Air Force just like us. So he was like, you know, the only answer we've ever known out there is just medication. So to them, he was really happy to know that he could help so many people with this as well, too. So, you know, his first thing was, you know, because then I found this in the past with many people to go, well, how much does all this cost? And before I used to try to, that was some of my fads I used to do before. I used to try to give them the answers to all that. Now I just do that simple thing where it all depends how you want to purchase. Do you want to purchase it wholesale or retail? And then they go, well, what's the difference? I go, we get to my webpage. I go, those are retail prices. You know, and then we just go from there. But, I mean, the thing is just building that relationship. Showing them the energy, because one thing I think I hear out of every new prospect I meet is that I can tell that this is of value to you. I can tell that you got a passion for it. And he goes, and I don't, just this little time that I've known you, I feel like I've known you. You know, so that means a lot to me. And that's just strangers that I'm meeting. So I always make sure wherever I go that I'm talking to someone and that I get something in their hand and I definitely get their information back. So I can
Nice. And you're not giving up the energy that you're going to, your Nikan son's going to rise or set up what they do. You're just sharing it because you're a happy person and you like it. You're not telling them that, you know, you're not begging, in other words. You just don't do that. You're enjoying it, and then it spreads, and you're attracting people rather than trying to get people.
Yes, and I'm telling you, I go, this just may be an answer for you as well.
Nice. Then you say the word may. You're not saying, oh, my gosh, this will change your life and heal you.
Right.
You're saying this may be an answer. You're doing the same thing where your verbiage is saying, you know, this is for me, but let's see if it's for you. So you're actually keeping the power on your side of the fence, too.
Yes.
Awesome. Any other life centers want to share anything before we get going? I know a lot of you guys are great prospectors.
Well, Rick, this is Christina, and I think...
Yeah, you know what? This is the Royal Diamond, Christina. You got to say it right because you're rocking. Go ahead.
What she said, I mean, this speaks volumes. It's all in your attitude. It's how you carry yourself and, I mean, how you walk your life. Because so many people come to me now and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe the change in you. You used to be so stressed out with the work that you were doing. I am so jealous of you. Well, you know what? You can do it too. There's no magic. I don't have the secret. I can help you. I can work with you. But you have to make the decision. It's your choice, not mine. You know, and then I walk away and I let them think about it. But it's absolutely in the way you carry yourself and your attitude and everything about you projects how happy you are, how much you love what you're doing, and, you know, the energy that you have and the passion. I think what she said speaks volumes.
Absolutely. And are you guys excited about the summit being 100% prospecting academy? Small groups, working with people to develop your people skills. You guys like the that's the way we're going to fix summits this year. You guys vibing that?
Yes.
I think it's yes.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to make it all about what's fun in your guys' pockets. Well, anybody else want to add anything before we shut her down and come back for next week?
Rick, Vicki again.
Go ahead.
One more other thing. And the thing was, I guess someone said a while ago, that people are not going to come looking for you or that, but the thing is funny is by doing this and just people feeling comfortable with you, I actually do have people coming looking for me. I have people calling me saying, hey, I heard you're the friendly lady with the water or, you know, this or that. So I have people actually looking for me now, and that's kind of exciting.
you're getting, I'm telling you guys, I do not understand it, but there is a law of attraction and it does work. And I don't know why it works, but it does. If you guys are struggling at prospecting, it's because you're not attracting. You're getting. You're hunting instead of fishing. And I just want you to think about that tonight and don't worry about it, but just be aware the power in this business is in attraction. And attraction is, I'm doing this anyway. You're the person that gives off energy, not takes it. And just remember that, and you'll find that your Nikan business will be an easy ride to the top. Well, guys, I'll tell you what. We're 4 weeks out from a product launch. 3 weeks out from convention. We got a very, very big month coming up. Who on the live side is going to make a gigantic October? You guys fired up, ready to make this thing big?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Don't be satisfied with barely qualifying or your 800-point month out there, guys, or whatever you do. Don't be happy with you know, a month that's below your par. All of us on this call should be looking to be at least on the low side, 4,000 to 5,000 points. Because that's where you're generating enough heat to break silvers out. Don't settle for less for yourself. Demand excellence for yourself. Demand the point, attraction. And listen, when you go out and generate those few thousand points, then you're going to be doing enough effort to start to attract the 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. You trust me on that for just a couple of months, you guys are going to see your entire business change in no time. It's a difference maker. So get enough generation going to where you can take advantage of it. Lonnie and Wita, you guys have been, I could name drop all night, but I'm just thinking, you know, when you have a, let me ask you this, when you have a big month, what's the best thing to do next month?
Have a bigger one.
Yep. Guys, when you hit the high volume for 3 months in a row, you're going to start to see things start to happen in your business that will be at a whole different level. So the key to your business is not doing it once. Do you guys think it's a coincidence that Niken has the 3-month rolling silver?
Not at all.
There is a very, very, very true thing in this business that if you do it 3 times, it starts to stick. So don't have 1 big month, have 3, and then when you hit the 3, set yourself a new goal and hit it again. Before you know it, you're going to look back, and you will not believe what happened to your business. It happened to me, it'll happen for you. There's a great call with Roger Drummer on with Bruce Williams on Thursday night. He's going to come out and do something really big, she just told me. And then she said we'll be able to get him on one of our calls here next month. Bruce Williams just said her goal is to make sure no one ever leaves AutoShip again, and we make enrollments go through the roof. So that will be pretty doggone cool, too. So we're going to get this thing rocket. So what do you guys say? We have a gigantic month. Are you guys excited to be 4 weeks out for our product launch, for crying out loud?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Very exciting.
All right, guys. Most of you guys are local. Are you guys going to help make this thing a gigantic launch here in Austin so that we can go home and blow Texas up?
All right. Yeah.
How big can it be? Guys, there's power in numbers in there.
Right.
It ain't a drop of water that swamps a boat. It's a wave, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what say you we create us one?
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. All right, guys, love you. I will call a lot of you tomorrow. I'll be working office quite a bit the next couple of days. I want to get caught up on my calls, so let's get this thing rolling. Thanks. God bless. Take care. Signing off from Austin, Texas. Good night, everybody. We love you a lot.
Good night.
Bye, guys.
Good night.